Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. I have to say, like, we are at the end of October. this year has gone very, very quickly. And so on today's show, I have Courtney Farrell. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
And Courtney is our assistant pharmacy manager here at Way Memorial Hospital. And the pharmacy department just celebrated Pharmacy Week, and we'll talk about that in a second. So, Courtney, this is the first time you're being on the show, right?
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so excited to have you. And I always like to bring new guests to the show and new information. So I really think the show that we're doing today, I'm very excited about. I get excited for shows because I think the information that we're going to talk about can let people understand what is a pharmacist, first of all, what you do, kind of difference between inpatient and retail pharmacy. And most important, I think, is to have people learn about medications and how important it is to really take them properly, store them properly, and so forth, which we'll talk about in a little bit, right? Within this 15 minutes,
okay.
It'll go fast. So, Courtney, can you tell our guests a little bit about yourself?
Yep, my name's Courtney Farrell. I am a registered pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for 26 years. I am in year 12 here at Way Memorial Hospital. In Wayne County, girl, born and raised. And actually, as a matter of fact, I was born here in this hospital.
Ah.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
comes full circle, right?
Glad to be here, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't lived in this area for that long, but all my three kids were born here as well. Yes, yes. So, yeah, thank you again for sharing that. So, like I mentioned before, your department just celebrated National Pharmacy Week. Maybe talk a little bit maybe about that. And what does a pharmacist do? I know, we laugh because we don't probably have can fit it all in 15 minutes, right?
Well, yeah, we do a lot. Here in the hospital, our main goal is to, we take the orders that the doctors put in for medications for our patients here. And we review everything about them. We'll look and see, make sure there's no drug interactions, make sure the dosing is correct. We're just kind of a second check there for the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure that the drug doesn't interact with a previous disease state. We check the lab work for different things. We'll look to make sure like antibiotics are appropriate for what microbe is growing on the lab work. We stock medications all over the hospital for the nurses to use when they have to give it. Makes it a little more convenient for them, as opposed to having to run to the pharmacy every time or us running to them. We have what's called OmniCells, which are great machines that hold all the medications they need, most of them anyway.
Right.
We provide medications for just about every department in the hospital. On top of inpatients, we provide for the emergency room, the operating room, infusion clinic, just about anywhere, radiology, cardiology tests, we provide medications for them. So we're really busy.
Yeah, yes.
We pretty important role that the pharmacists and the technicians who work very hard too.
Right.
We have a team that...
Yeah, how many are on your team? Like, you have a couple of pharmacists,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have 8 pharmacists and 7 technicians.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some per diems
right.
that aren't here as often, but that's our core team.
Right.
Yeah.
And you really need to be available 24/7,
we
right?
We are, yes. We're not necessarily here on site 24 hours a day, but we do always have someone that's available on 24-hour call.
Right, right.
For emergencies.
You know, again, I like doing these shows because I've learned something new, and I kind of realize that, yes, you check everyone's medications for interaction, but also comparing like that lab and, you know, sensitivity to antibiotics and stuff like that, which is so important, right?
Yep. Yep, it's important to see what bug is growing so we can make sure we're treating it with the correct medication.
And all of this is done electronically now, right?
Yeah, but it's all through the computer system.
Right. And so there's also a lot of balances and checks when you use the computer system as well.
Yes.
Which is a backup for, you know, your eyes and your ears as well, correct?
Yep.
which is, again, really, really amazing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what a hospital pharmacist does. And like you said, you have farm techs, right?
We do. Or
technicians.
They are very hard workers. So they run around the hospital nonstop. They,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 times a day, are loading medications into the OmniCells that I mentioned previously. Making sure those are fully stocked, and also running all the things in between that somebody might need to the previous departments, like emergency room, operating room,
mm-hmm.
infusion clinics. So they are very busy. They are on the go all day. We get to work at computers, and they are on their feet.
Right,
their
right.
whole shift. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. I know you work very closely with our nursing staff and many mm-hmm. other departments as well. So,
yeah.
like, if a patient goes home on a new medication that they weren't, do you send up some information? You work with nursing, and they provide discharge instructions?
Mm-hmm. We work with nursing on the discharge. We review the medications to make sure that what the outpatient or retail pharmacy is going to get is the same as what they've had here, just making sure that's all correct. And we do provide information mm-hmm. as requested. You know, we could even counsel a patient on a new medication, or they would just get a printout too, like they would get
right
if they were picking up a new medication at the pharmacy.
Right, but that is good for our community to know if they are an inpatient here. They can request if they're still confused about a medication for a pharmacist to come and actually, talk about that.
Because absolutely.
You go through an extensive schooling, right? You have to
yep.
have your doctorate now as a pharmacist?
Yep. It is required now, yeah.
Right, right, because...
And we are lucky enough to have a few PharmDs on our staff, and what's really great that we're doing now, we have clinical pharmacists, and they round with the medical team in the morning on patients with the doctors. So they're a real part of the care team now, which is, I think, so important,
right.
that collaboration. And then they're also stationed on the patient care floor on 3 West. So they're available for physicians, nurses, for consultations of any sort. And again, they could also provide patient counseling if they needed it.
Wow.
So that's really
right.
Cool.
That is great.
Yeah.
Like, again, I think, we're very progressive, I should say. You know, we look for the best care that we can give our patients.
I agree.
And, and include, many, many different departments. You know, obviously nursing is a big one, but pharmacy,
yeah.
social work, radiology, lab.
It's all a collaboration. Everybody's a piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And each morning, many of these departments that I mentioned, they meet and they talk about these patients and do a
full review of their case.
Right.
And making sure that
mm-hmm.
everything, how they're being treated is the correct way.
Right. Right. And I again, people, don't see that on the outside, but there's
yeah.
a lot of little things that go on the inside.
Yeah.
So I do want to really, also talk about medication safety.
Yes.
And how important the guidelines are for anyone who takes any medications are to follow.
Yes, it is very important to follow the directions exactly as your pharmacist tells you, whether it be, once a day at the same time daily. Some medications are designed to work for 24 hours, so it's important that you're taking it at least within an hour of the
mm-hmm.
same time daily so that it can be consistently in your bloodstream working the way it's supposed to. If it needs to be refrigerated, if it's not refrigerated, then that could make the drug not as,
mm-hmm.
Right. effective as it needs to be. One, I think, really big issue right now, and we're dealing with it here at the hospital, but everywhere, is disposal of unused or unwanted medications.
Yes.
A lot of the retail pharmacies I'm noticing now, CVS here in town, Brundage's and Waymart, they have drop boxes for medications that you no longer need.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want those flushed down the toilet or thrown in the garbage. We don't want anything getting in the wrong hands or in our waterways, even more importantly. So disposal is really
right.
important. We're working with a team now to look at our process here at the hospital to make sure we're doing it how we're supposed to be doing it.
Right, right. Yeah, because again, especially, someplace like Honesdale, you dump it down the sink,
mm-hmm.
It can get into the water supply, right?
Yeah.
And I know that there's water treatment plants and they do the best they can.
Yeah.
But again, this just helps the whole process.
Yeah.
I know.
It's just safer to do
right.
it the way it's supposed to be done. Yeah.
Right. And with the disposal boxes, we've in the past. We haven't done that, but I think coming up at the end of October, they have some take back nights or take back days mm-hmm. with medications. I think you can go online and look where certain places.
Yeah.
But I know, like you said, CVS and Brundage's now mm-hmm. have those drop boxes. But when yeah. they do it, can they put them like in a Ziploc bag and take them out of their mm-hmm. the original container and take their name off of it? Do you know how that really works?
I think they can put the whole vial in there, even with their name on it. It's going okay. to be disposed of properly. According to HIPAA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about...
It's actually, I think, better to be disposed that way so you know that it's getting processed the way it should be rather than if you're trying to rip a label off or...
Okay.
You know.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really great information. And, you know, like unused medications, right? Like,
yeah.
Should people hold those unused just in case?
No, it's not a great idea. They especially want to look at the expiration dates and follow those. But I know people tend to hold on to old medications
mm-hmm.
and then their medicine cabinets are just filled with things. It's a good way to make a mistake with what you're taking daily. And it's just, yeah, it's not safe. You,
right.
You want to just get rid of anything that you don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes to antibiotics, it's so important to make sure people, unless the doctor advises you otherwise, right,
mm-hmm.
is to complete that round of antibiotics, right,
yes.
or whatever medications they have prescribed for a certain amount of time.
Right, yeah. You don't really want to only take half of it and save the half other half for later
right.
because it's not going to be as effective. And then every time you do that, it makes it less effective for the mm-hmm. next time that you take it.
Right, your body kind of builds up like a resistance or something to
right.
it, right?
Yeah.
Again, so much education that we really try to teach our community.
Yeah, there's a lot surrounding prescriptions. It's a,
mm-hmm.
you know, big patient safety issue.
Right, right. No, and again, never share your medications with anyone.
No, never.
Because
no. Everybody has different
reactions, right?
Different reactions, different diagnoses, different mm-hmm. allergies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So even if you, you know, idea. A married couple and you're both on the same medication and you run out of yours, really you should not be taking the other one because you're
yeah.
cutting that person short
yeah,
as well,
that
right?
Yeah, person's going to run out early, yeah.
Right. Again, I just think of these things because when I did diabetes education, like those are things that we kind of go over,
yeah.
you know, with medication education and stuff like mm-hmm. that. You know, we talk a lot about prescriptions, but should over-the-counter medications like Tylenol or, you know, acetaminophen and all the cough medicines, anything mm-hmm. that people may take over-the-counter,
yeah.
should same guidelines kind of follow in the sense of reading the directions?
Absolutely. The directions should be followed. The expiration dates should be followed. And if you take a lot of medications on a daily basis, it's a great idea to talk to your pharmacist to make sure that that over-the-counter medication that you're grabbing for a cold doesn't interact with something that you're taking every day, like your heart medication.
Mm-hmm.
It's, that could also be dangerous. So if you have any questions, always ask the pharmacist. That's what
right.
they're there for.
Exactly. And, you know, also when someone goes and picks up their medications from a pharmacy, you know, if the doctor ordered it, they should look at it, right? And make sure it's, you know, it's what the doctor had prescribed to them, what they told them that they were going to prescribe,
yep.
correct?
And any questions they may have, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that connection with their doctor and the pharmacy as well as the patient is so important, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, one thing that, you know, we could probably stress is ask questions.
Yes. Yes, the more knowledge, the better.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you recommend people keeping lists, especially if they're on many medications, is keep a list with them?
Yes. That's important, too, especially if something happens, an emergency happens, and you end up coming into our emergency room and needing to be admitted. It's a great idea for the nursing staff and everybody just to know what you take at home, your doses. It's
mm-hmm.
good information to have with you in case you're not able to tell the nurse when you come in.
Right. So have them on a piece of paper, either handwritten or whatever, and,
yeah,
you know,
and keep it up to date.
With their family members. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing, keeping it up to date.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I used to actually have like a spreadsheet in my computer for my mom because,
yeah.
you know, she was in and out of the hospital a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was so important. I'm like, here,
it's
here's
really
a list.
Helpful for the providers
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to know that and to know that it's accurate.
Right. And even when you go for your yearly physical with your doctor, correct,
yeah.
is to update that, especially
yeah.
if you have multiple doctors or specialists.
Yeah, and if you need to have something prescribed, an antibiotic or whatever, it's for them to know what you're already taking
mm-hmm.
so that there's no drug interactions there as well.
Right, right. Well, Courtney, like we are almost out of time.
Okay.
Can you believe how quickly 15 minutes goes?
That's fast.
Any last words for our listeners today?
Thanks for having me. I happy to get this information out there. I think pharmacy and pharmacists are really important. Sometimes we're in the background doing the jobs to keep patients safe, but a very important part of the team. So I'm glad. Thank you for the opportunity to shine some light on us.
Well, thank you. And actually, I am really excited that you were able to join the show today because, yes, I totally agree. I think pharmacists are kind of those hidden gems out there that we really need for all of us to remain safe.
Yeah.
So again, thank you too.
Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.